I've often been wondering in these past few months whether the actions of a single individual or a small group of people could unravel some of the mess that the world is in today. And it seems to me that one organization in particular has been doing just that. This is a very controversial organization, but I'm of the opinion that it is unambiguously heroic, and that is WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks has released tens of thousands of classified documents, indeed more classified documents than all the press in human history up to this point.
Really?
Yes, and WikiLeaks spokesman Julian Assange says that it's not because WikiLeaks is doing a particularly phenomenal job, though of course he's a master of understatement, but because the press to date has been doing such a terrible job in revealing government secrets.
Well, the press has always really been complicit with whatever government was in power for their own health.
Mm-hmm. Now, my position is, if we take the theory that the government is supposed to serve the interests of its constituents, then it should not have classified information except for information that might compromise the privacy of any particular person. If it collects personal data about private citizens who are not public figures, I could understand why security for that data would be desired and why it shouldn't be disclosed to just anyone.
The only situation where that gets a bit sticky is war, where the lives of soldiers may depend on keeping X, Y, or Z secret. And I think in that situation, the problem is that you got into a war to begin with. And if you can avoid war, which you should try to do whenever possible, then this problem wouldn't arise. Given that the problem has arisen from time to time, Julian Assange and WikiLeaks have publicly said that they avoid publishing documents that would endanger anyone's life.
Yes.
Immediately.
They are being very careful. They go through these documents line by line to excise any potentially compromising information. That includes soldiers, informants, etc. So the U.S. government right now has essentially issued an ultimatum to WikiLeaks saying, take down all of your documents, take down your website, or else.
And or else what? What exactly will they do to Julian Assange, who's not even in the country?
Right. Well, there have been some individuals of the kind that would justify torture under the Bush administration and indefinite detainment of prisoners. One of these is Mark Thiessen, who is a writer for the Washington Post, who has called Assange a criminal and
what?
Called for him to be prosecuted under the U.S. Espionage Act.
Seriously?
Yes, and for the U.S. to exercise extraterritorial jurisdiction, which it doesn't in fact have.
Oh my.
In order to apprehend him.
So, he's really pissing some people off, isn't he?
Well, yes.
Julian Assange, I mean.
Yes.
He's gotten under the skin of various world leaders by revealing their dirty little secrets.
And it's not just the United States. Some people think he has a fight to pick with the United States. It's not true.
I mean, he revealed some extremely compromising documents about the Pakistan government.
Yes, and he has actually
released a report
about Kenya and the extrajudicial killings of opponents of the government that have occurred there. WikiLeaks was actually started by some Chinese dissidents.
Yes.
So
it is by no means U.S.-centric, though the U.S., like many of its majority groups, tends to make a fuss when it's picked on.
Yes. Well, I think a big problem in the United States is the attitude that the U.S. is the world. And
yes.
An almost complete ignorance on the part of many Americans about what goes on outside this country.
Oh, it's so sad, even the grasp of basic geography that most Americans fail to have. I remember I had freshman in high school geography class that we were required to take. Most of the kids in my class had trouble distinguishing countries on a world map as large as China and Russia. There was one girl who put China in Africa. I remember that very clearly. I think she picked Egypt or something to put China in.
Yes, and that's appalling. Now, with regard to WikiLeaks, it seems to be an organization that exposes governmental corruption, fraud, murder, incompetence throughout the world.
And someone needs to do that,
right?
Because right now you have a who's watching the watchman situation where these governments claim to be working for our best interests, but no one's really checking up on them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have something like WikiLeaks, which acts as an external check and balance.
Mm-hmm.
to the power of government. Now, you can keep taking steps there and say, who watches the watcher of the watchman, with regard to how Julian Assange and other members of WikiLeaks might carefully choose to release or not release documents.
But these documents, they are out there. They were created by the government, and I believe that these documents belong in the public domain, outside of any personally compromising information, but say documents that talk about strategy, documents that talk about foreign policy or domestic policy, mm-hmm. documents that talk about actions that government employees have been authorized to take. Say, for instance, in Afghanistan, there have been killings of civilians by yes. the U.S. military that were covered up, essentially. They attempted to hush them up. They didn't reveal them in the open. They didn't try to apologize for them. They didn't even try to rationalize them away as the inevitable costs of war. I think war is deeply flawed, and I am opposed to war because of such casualties. But there have been some deliberate killings of civilians. And likewise in Iraq, WikiLeaks really rose to prominence when it released that video of U.S. soldiers essentially gunning down civilians, including reporters,
yes, from a helicopter video. And the AP journalist who had a camera that was mistaken for a bazooka or something ridiculous like this. And I've seen the video, and the most objectionable part isn't how cavalierly they decide to fire or say these are the insurgents, but how they're laughing about it mm-hmm. as they do it, how they've yes. dehumanized the enemy.
Yes.
And these are people too. And yes, many of them are people doing evil and abominable things, but anyone who can laugh when killing another human being has lost a portion of his own humanity.
And this is exactly the kind of behavior that needs to be put into the spotlight. Many Americans have the mistaken idea, and even I had this idea perhaps 6 or 7 years ago, that the U.S. Army is bound by a special code of ethics, which means that they will inflict no deliberate wrong. Sure, some civilians might die as collateral damage here or there, and there might be some infrastructure damage, but ultimately the prevailing thought is that the U.S. military can do no direct, targeted, sadistic kind of wrong.
It's interesting. It's almost a modern version and a subconscious version of what was once manifest destiny, mm-hmm. in a sense. This idea that the United States is special and has a fate for it, a special fate, and that anything you do to reach that fate is acceptable. Now, the fate that we're looking at now is kind of fuzzy. I mean, is it peace in Iraq, in the Middle East? Is it a permanent empire across the Middle East for the United States? It's not clear, but it seems that a lot of people believe that it is destiny that takes us there, and therefore our troops can do no wrong while they're over there.
Mm-hmm. And indeed, the politicians don't really know what their objectives are anymore. This is why these wars in Afghanistan and Iraq have been dragging on for so long and have been
yes.
repeatedly escalated with no gains, no tangible victories in any sense.
But plenty of extra deaths.
And of course, the fallacy of sunk costs is being invoked, saying, well, we've
lost
so much and
so
invested
much
so much, we
yeah.
can't back out now. We need to have peace with honor, and this honor requires the spilling of blood.
What does that even mean?
It doesn't mean anything.
Honor always comes down to blood. Honor is one of the most destructive concepts that the Western world has ever seen.
Well, the Eastern world too, but that's another story.
Well, I think honor is treated a little differently in the Western and the Eastern world. In the Western world, you're more likely to kill your enemy for honor. In the Eastern world, you're more likely to kill yourself.
Ha, yes. But in any case, it seems to me that the U.S. government and so many other governments in the world are still clinging to this antiquated notion of having gatekeepers for information, people who try to keep information out of the public eye, away from access by any except those few who are screened and deemed sufficiently qualified
yes.
or sufficiently clean and acceptable to access it.
Yes.
And this mindset of information gatekeeping cannot withstand the progress of technology. This is why...
Then do you think Julian Assange should withhold any documents at all?
I think what he's doing right now, editing these documents out of a concern for some of the personal consequences of private information being revealed, is sufficient. I think any document can be disclosed.
But that's another kind of information gatekeeping, is all I'm saying. If you really want free information, then should Julian Assange hold anything back?
I think what needs to happen is a recognition of how this information came about and what the purpose of creating this information was. If it's to document a particular event or to express a particular plan or point of view, as many government documents do, then that legitimately is public information. However, many informants in Afghanistan, say people who go out of their way to give the location of the Taliban to the U.S. military, they have no intention of ever having their name be in print. They did not participate in the creation of these documents. So I could understand how it would be desirable for their names and their identifying information not to be revealed. What's important to the public, to a layman reader, isn't to know that Muhammad in this village told the U.S. military something. It's to know that, say, a particular incident happened, that the U.S. military tried to track a Taliban force and perhaps in the process of doing so killed a few civilians or committed a few incompetent blunders. More general kinds of information to give the public an idea of what's going on.
Well, and then you have the very interesting things like seeing where the money that the United States gave Pakistan ended up going.
Yes.
Which was one of the things that was revealed recently, all of these documents belonging to Pakistan that were leaked showing that X amount of money was spent on Y terror organization, in fact.
Yes.
And that money came from the United States but was routed through Pakistan and to people that are ostensibly our enemies.
Yes. It's interesting. These wars are sinkholes of money in the sense that they fund both sides. It's like U.S. foreign aid funded the Israelis and the Palestinians.
I wonder if this isn't... Okay, this is going to sound really conspiracy theorist of me. But there are some people in whose interest maintaining a war is, if you know what I mean. That is, there are certain people who make their livings and their careers off of this kind of perpetual state of war. And would it not be in the interest of these people to see that a little bit of the funding here or there got nudged through an intermediary source to the organizations that you're actually fighting?
I think these organizations primarily, well, the so-called military-industrial complex, they are far-reaching.
I didn't want to use that phrase,
right.
Because that really does get into...
Well, Dwight Eisenhower used that phrase, so I think
I know,
it's a legitimate phrase.
Most people who use that phrase now are using it in a conspiracy theorist kind of way, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. Well, even Ron Paul uses it,
I am a public choice theorist.
I think most of these entities exert their influence through lobbying, and of course, they might advance arguments in favor of a particular war. I don't know how many contacts they actually have in Pakistan or Afghanistan, but nonetheless, it seems to me that primarily the reason why the U.S. government is out to get WikiLeaks isn't because it's worried about the identities of its informants or compromised security. I think it's because the release of these documents by WikiLeaks has created major embarrassment,
a major
public relations scandal for the U.S. government.
Oh, for sure.
And
yeah.
This is why they want to hush it up.
Because information is the enemy of the incompetent.
Mm-hmm. And this war in Afghanistan, even more so than the war in Iraq, which seems to very slowly be coming to an unspecified conclusion. The war in Afghanistan has lasted 2 years longer and has been a bigger drain on U.S. resources, and Obama has been trying to escalate it. So now WikiLeaks comes out with information saying that it was managed quite incompetently all along.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the government going to do? Try to save face. But saving face requires putting that boot of terror in the face of humanity.
It reminds me of this guy who was arrested, I believe in Pakistan, moderately recently. He was arrested. He was carrying a ninja sword and various other paraphernalia. And upon further research, it turns out that this guy was hunting down Osama bin Laden on his own, and he was going to kill him with this ninja sword. And he was stopped by the Pakistani authorities. Upon even further research, it turns out that he was sent by 4chan. I am not even kidding.
Huh?
There was a post on 4chan many months ago by this guy saying, I am going to Afghanistan. Here is a list of what I am taking. And this list corresponded with what was found in this guy's possession when he was arrested by the Pakistani authorities. So though he did not explicitly say to the Pakistani authorities that he was anonymous and he was Legion, it was pretty clear that he was the same guy.
So it seems to me...
They should have let him do it. He would have succeeded. Anonymous can do anything, even though the U.S. government can't succeed.